Masechta Shviyas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. On Shviyas, on the seventh year in the Shemitah cycle, on the year of Shemitah, they were forbidden to work the fields, to plow in the fields. And not only during the seventh year, but this Mishnah Aleph, teaches that even before the seventh year, there was a time before then that already, before the seventh year, they already had to stop plowing and working on the field once it no longer was to benefit this year's produce. So then it was done, being done in preparation for this, for the next year, which is going to be the seventh year. So then it was not allowed to do that work even on the end of the sixth year before the seventh year. That's Mishnah Aleph. The later on in the parak in Mishnah Dalet, it's going to bring a pasuk, a source for this in the Torah, how that the Isser starts even before the seventh year. So the Mishnah starts, Ad Emesai Charshin B'stei Ilan Erev Shviyas, until how long are we allowed to plow a stei Ilan, a field of trees, on Erev Shviyas? So this is the sixth year, Erev Shviyas, the year before Shviyas. How long during the sixth year are we allowed to plow? At one point during the sixth year do we have to stop before the Shviyas year? Beishama Imrim, Beishama says, Kozman Shu Yafel Apri. He doesn't give a specific time of the year. He says as long as it's still beneficial to the pre, to the fruit of this year, of the sixth year, you can continue to plow. And there wasn't a specific time, and it varied depending on the weather that year, the rain, and the soil, how hard it was, the softer it was, the more it was easier for the water to penetrate, and it was beneficial to the trees, the less... The harder it was, the less beneficial the water was, and so it would vary every year, and he didn't give a specific time. Kozman Shu Yafel Pri, as long as it's good for the fruit of this year, you can continue to plow. Ubeishil Imrim, Beishil says, Ad Atzeres, you can only plow until Shavuos of the sixth year. So he gave a specific time. Shavuos of the sixth year was when plowing had to stop in preparation for the upcoming Shemitah. The Mishnah says that the words of Beisil and Beishamayu are very close to each other, meaning that the time where it would no longer be beneficial to the fruit of the sixth year would usually fall out very close to Shavuos time. It's actually a little bit after Shavuos. Beishamayu was a little more lenient and it allowed plowing a little bit after Shavuos, but it was around the same time, the Mishnah says. The Rav adds in over here a technical detail based on the discussion in the fourth Mishnah. In the fourth Mishnah, we're going to see that there's really a difference of opinion if this prohibition to plow at the end of the sixth year, before Shemitah even started, is it learned from Psukim in the Torah, or is it really not sourced from a Pasuk in the Torah? Rather, it's just a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, something that was taught verbally to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai and then transferred orally through the generations. Even if it's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it still has the same weight as a pasuk, as a biblical halacha. It's not considered a midrabanan. However, the difference would be if it's something that's applicable only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, or even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. If it's learned from the psukim, then the halacha would continue even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, then it would be limited only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav adds in here that this Mishnah was going before there was a psak from Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din. At a later time, Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din paskin like the opinion that there's no pasuk, this iser, that there's a iser to work the field at the end of the sixth year. Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din paskin that it's not learned from a source in the pasuk, rather it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and therefore it's not applicable after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And so from that psak on, from Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din's psak, then there was no longer an issue anymore of plowing during the sixth year. They were allowed to plow all the way up until the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year, because once they paskin that it's like the opinion that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's no longer applicable after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So that will be seen more in Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Beis, Ezu Ustei Ilan, what's considered a field of trees? We mentioned that a field of trees, he has to stop plowing at Atzeres, at Shavuos time, according to Beis Hillel. Now, this is a field of trees. A field of wheat has a different halacha. A field of wheat has to, the plowing has to stop even earlier, from Pesach, 50 days before Shavuos. So what's considered a field of trees that you don't, you can continue to plow after Pesach in the sixth year, and you can plow up until Shavuos? So the Mishnah says, Kol Shleisha Ilanus LeBeisa, any field that has three trees in a Beisa, in an area of a Beisa, which is 50 Amos by 50 Amos, if there are three trees in that, in the, in that size of 50 by 50 Amos, and they're the size that Imruim Lasis Kikr Dvela Shal Shishim Mana Beitalki, the trees are large enough that they're able to produce enough figs, if they're fig trees, to make a kikar devela, a block of pressed figs that will be the same weight as shishim mana beitalki, as 60 Italian mana coins. So if they can produce, each tree is to produce this amount, if all three trees, each one can produce this amount, they're of that size. We'll see in the next Mishnah that they don't actually have to produce that much fruit, but they have to be the size of a tree that would be able to produce that much fruit. If they're that big, those three trees, then Chershon Kol Beisa Bishvilan, you can plow the entire Beisa field for their benefit. We assume that the entire area of 50 by 50 is giving nutrients to those three large trees, and you can plow that whole area between, even after Pesach, when you can no longer plow the wheat fields, but you can plow up until Shavuos of the sixth year. Pachas Mikan, however, if the trees produce less than that amount, then Ein Charshim Lehem, you can't plow the whole 50 by 50 area. Ela Meloi Ha'era V'Salei Chutzalei, the only area you can plow is just the amount of space around the tree, the Meloi Ha'era V'Salei, the amount of space that it would take for the Ha'era, the person who would pick the tree, V'Salei, and his basket, which is two amas. Two amas space for a person picking and his basket to go around the tree. You would have a two amas space around the tree that you can plow for the benefit of this tree, but you wouldn't be able to plow the entire 50 by 50 space.